If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Airy and Smith.
Yes.
What are the things that our listeners within the ComEd listening area need to know as we transition from the 900 degree summer that we had 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was literally where our skin was melting off our faces, to now a normalized nice autumn day. Mm-hmm. 70 degrees. Some people are in their coats. Some people like me are in short sleeves, flip-flops, and shorts. Other people are in some type of fleece winter jackets. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But as the temperature goes down, the heat comes on, and the gas comes on, and the electric bills and the gas mm-hmm. bills go up.
Yes.
What are some easy tips for our listeners who are within the ComEd service area, and not even in the ComEd service area, mm-hmm. who live in the Midwest and know that the seasons are changing? What can they do to save money, especially if they're a ComEd client?
Absolutely. So there's a few things they can do. First, as far as saving money, lowering energy use, there are free energy saving products. There's a free home energy assessment customers can sign up for.
And how long does that take?
Oh, it varies. As far as the availability, they would have to go online in okay. order to start that process to determine how long it can take.
Okay. And how yep. long are they? Do you know how long the technicians are in the house, or it depends on how big the house or apartment is?
It does depend on how big the location is. I would say that those individuals that are there are very thorough. So okay. they're going to provide as much information as possible. So there's no time limit on those visits. And they just want to make sure that they get a full assessment so the customer knows exactly what their usage is in their home.
Is that for both business and residential?
Yes.
Because we had it for both our offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a downtown office, and we had a Downers office and a Northbrook office. We closed downtown. We closed Downers just because everybody's working from home. Mm-hmm. We've got the global headquarters in Northbrook, as you know. But we're still using those energy efficient. We did new lights.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we did the time sensing and the motion sensing lights. And we saw the return. We got our money back within a year and a half.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So I highly recommend, especially for business owners
yes.
out there, you know, you're looking to save some money everywhere mm-hmm. you can. This is a great opportunity to save money.
Absolutely.
So where do they go to get more information?
You can get more information at comed.com/paymentassistance or comed.com/Sam.
Can you dive? We got to take a quick break. Can you dive after the break into more of the payment assistance?
I would love to.
What's the income breaks? It
yes.
might not be for you, but it might be for somebody that
Absolutely.
You work with. It might be the parents or mm-hmm. their loved ones of somebody that you work with. It might be the kids
yes.
who are living, and they don't even have to own a home. It could be rental.
Absolutely. It can be rental. And you may not know what you actually qualify for, so we definitely encourage any and everybody to go check it out.
Stephen Leahy says that to me every morning. You don't know what you don't know.
That's true.
And here's another thing Stephen Leahy says a lot. About your specific questions, I'm going to answer them for you. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That wasn't an opening for you to go. I was just that was an opening to say, yes, you're right. Then I was going to say, thanks, Steve. Let's go to a break.
But I was chopping at the bit to say, it depends.
And he can't help himself. Okay.
I love it.
Okay, we'll edit that out, and then we'll go to break. 312-981-7200. More with Airy N. Smith. Perfect. I said Ann Smith. It's not Airy Ann. It's Airy N. I'm killing the names. I'm crushing
yes.
Arian Smith from ComEd. She is the manager of customer financial assistance. A lot of our listeners are having financial challenges right now. We're over $1 trillion in credit card debt as a nation. We added $116 billion worth of credit card debt to the ledger just this year alone. We have student loans starting up in under 7 days. You're going to get squeezed from every single angle on top and on bottom, inside and out. And this is a great way to save some money. You've been hearing the commercials all over the place for the past 2 weeks. And I'm glad you're here, Arian, to dive deeper. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. It's because of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've said
he looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's just documentation there. Arian, that I'm not doing it on purpose.
That's all right.
I'm just an idiot. So my good friend Lloyd Manning is listening. Okay, he made a going to a wedding tonight. Bob Wendell, a fraternity brother of mine, his daughter is getting married. He said, bring some autographed pictures to the wedding tonight, Lloyd. And I sent back, ask your wife, Vicky, for the, she'd already got 15 of them in different poses. Okay, so he's like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, Vicky and I have a great relationship, Lloyd. Don't worry about it. If you want one, borrow one from your wife. All right, I'll see you tonight. Stop bothering me while I'm on the radio. 312-981. I have a tough enough time getting through this without my friends texting me during the show. All right, Arian, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have a caller here in Naperville. Mm-hmm. Joanna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm tremendous. Thank you for listening. How can we help?
So, it's all over the internet. Elon Musk won his argument with the feds, and he has got this product that is supposed to get rid of the dirty energy and bring down your electric bill.
Okay.
And I'm like, sure, I could do that. Is it for real?
All right. Elon Musk's dirty energy claim, that's probably right. Out of your area of expertise as a customer financial assistance mm-hmm. expert. But okay. Is there some place that the... that Joanne from Naperville might be able to get that information on ComEd.com?
Yes, Joanne. So there's a lot of good information at ComEd.com in regards to electric vehicles. If that's late in breaking news, I don't know if it's on there just yet, but we do have an email that you can send for questions about EVs and emails to an EV specialist. If you visit evsmart@comed.com, and you can submit those questions there.
evsmart@comed.com. Is that what you were looking for, Joanna?
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
No, wow. Thank you for listening out in Naperville, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay? Of your choice. That wasn't so bad.
No, you don't want to.
You were kind of a little apprehensive taking
don't
the call.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't say anything. No, but listen, that's how you do. You just be honest, and yes. You just, if you know something, you don't. You just keep going.
Right.
Steve's been successful on radio for 10 years, not knowing a damn thing. But he wears his shirt, his white shirt,
well,
his tie.
I got the answer for everything.
It depends.
It depends.
312-981-7200. All right, let's talk about financial assistance.
Yes.
Our listeners are getting squeezed every different direction. Mm-hmm. Gas comes down. Gas prices go back up. Food comes down. Food prices go back up. There, again, $116 billion worth of credit card debt that we as a country, American consumers, have added just this year alone. We're over $1.05 trillion student loan debt starting in 9 days. The oxygen getting sucked out of the bag.
Yeah.
How can you at ComEd, you particularly, you the only person at ComEd.
Yes,
no, as the manager of customer financial assistance, what advice can you provide our listeners to try to save a couple of bucks to get through the winter?
I really want to advocate for customers to reach out for the information that is available. There's so many channels now that customers can receive information, whether that is our website at comed.com/payment assistance or our web-based tool where customers can, right at home, check to see what programs they qualify for at comed.com/SAM or simply call our call center at 1-800-EDISON-1, also 1-800-334-7661. I mean, just see what's out there. There's so many options that we have. We have federal and state funded programs such as LIHEAP, which starts October 1st. So please go and apply for those that do qualify. But we also have a suite of other programs that ComEd has available, including payment assistance options like DPAs or deferred payment agreements, where you can break up your balance over time, budget billing, so you know what your budget billing bill amount will be every month, and a couple other options that they may qualify for.
Every portion of a ComEd bill, for those that don't need it, mm-hmm. a little piece is going towards helping those in need,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of our listeners don't realize that. Mm-hmm. And this money, where is this, you know, we're going to get the, where is this money coming from? And is the government paying for it? And it's charity. It's mm-hmm. called tzedakah, right? And, you know, you guys do it in the Catholic Church, right? You pass around the little bowl there and you throw a couple of shekels in.
The basket.
All right. And then if you don't throw anything in, you're in the back. But that's a whole other story for another day, Steve. That's why Stephen A. Leahy's always up front, right? He throws in the He's a big money guy.
I collect.
He collects. Right. That's even better. Smart.
I'm an usher.
That takes 15% off the top, and they can't figure out why the money keeps going down, all the donations. But a portion of every single bill that we pay for the listeners that can afford it, and I'm a big fan of to taking care of others that can't take care of themselves, okay? Mm-hmm. My mother had MS. She was in a wheelchair. She got Social Security disability insurance. A big fan of all that, right? I mean, it wasn't her fault she got MS. It's not people's fault that they've got disabilities, and we should take care of those that can't take care of themselves. This is a perfect example. We are setting aside, as if I'm a ComEd employee. ComEd is collecting money, and they have funds to help fund those listeners out there who need the money. Mm-hmm. And they do get grants from the government, and you do get grants from the state. And if your mom or dad or your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, you are having trouble making these payments, we're going to go into the winter. We know it's going to be cold. We live in Chicago. Okay, we know we're going to have 30 to 40 below with the wind chill. We know it. We know we're going to have snow. We know our house is going to be colder than it is now, and it's going to be uncomfortable. Why not go to what's the website again?
ComEd.com/payment assistance or ComEd.com/SAM, and that's S-A-M.
Are you still offering to, is ComEd still offering to come in to do windows and insulation and make the home more comfortable? Is that area of your expertise?
That's a good question. That is an energy efficiency offering that may be available that customers can go to ComEd.com to learn more about.